Comedy Sound Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT. Don. I'm the explosive one. Let's crack into another one.
All right. TNT.
Yo.
So we all know Florida has its issues.
It does. Lots of issues, man.
So,
lots of,
and there's
issues.
Lots of gun stuff. Very much stand your ground. Like the whole, the guy who killed the kid in self-defense.
Trayvon Martin. Martin Zimmerman?
George Zimmerman. Yeah. So, you know, there's always been issues of stand your ground, guns, and whatever. So,
sure.
The other day, I saw a video online. It was like a press release? Whatever, where they're standing talking to reporters. I can't.
Press report. Sure.
Yeah, sure. So, I guess what happened is, like, somebody broke into somebody's home, and the owner shot them.
That's usually what happens.
I think the criminal got away or something. So, what the guy was talking about, it was like a sheriff's deputy. He's standing up there, and he goes, you know, we had an incident with someone broke into a house, and they were shot, and we're looking for the person who shot them, but we want to say, you're not in trouble. We want you to come forward. He goes, in the state of Florida, it's legal to shoot someone who has entered your home unlawfully. And then he goes, and honestly, we wish that you would do that. Like, literally at the press conference said,
yeah,
we wish that you would shoot them.
Yeah.
So it's like the cops are like, no. Please shoot people that come in your house.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's insane. For the cops to literally tell people to, like, do it.
For one thing, you're protecting your family. Let's just lay out the facts here. For one thing, you're protecting your family. Number two, you prevent criminals from wanting to do it, because if they know that you're packing in your house and that you're going to shoot and that the cops are like, please do it. Okay, cops, you just gave me a freebie. That's a freebie.
That's a free one. Like, in Texas, they have the same law. We should hang a sign on the door that just says, we have guns, don't come in.
Is that stand your ground or is that castle? Because there's the castle and then there's stand your ground.
Well, stand your ground is like anywhere.
if anybody's messing with you or you feel threatened or whatever.
Right. The castle, I think, is the in your own domicile or whatever. Either way, I'm pretty sure in Texas, if someone comes in your house unrequested, you can shoot them and you're fine.
I don't even
think you have to give them a chance to get out.
I'm pretty sure that castle doctrine is all over the place. Now, I'm not sure about every state, but I'm pretty sure that's a federal thing. But I 100% agree, man. You should look. There's no reason that you should not be able to protect yourself in your own home in this country where we're as obsessed with guns as we are. All right. If there's one thing that a gun should be used for, protecting your home is what it should be used for.
I mean, that
for.
Is like the thing.
Yeah. Everything else that people use guns for, questionable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, hunting, I guess.
Okay, hunting. Yeah. Hunting's kind of questionable, right? Because you can just go to the grocery store.
Yeah, I get it, I guess.
Shooting range, I guess. Target practice is the only more innocent thing.
Yeah. Like, But here's the thing, man. It would be wild as hell to have somebody break in your house and have to shoot them.
Yes, I would agree with that. I don't know if I would necessarily have it in me to take another life. I've never had to before. Surprise, surprise, guys. I know I've never killed anybody. But I feel like if it were me or you, it's going to be me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If somebody's got to die, it's never going to be me. It's always going to be you that has to die. I'm going to live.
Yeah, I guess that's just the survival of the thing, you know. It's like,
did I say if it was me or you, it's gonna be me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was, I just realized that.
Yeah,
I knew what you meant.
Okay. I knew the nomenclature you were putting down, right. Just in the wrong sense.
All right. I know the idiom. All right. If it comes between dying or killing, Jonas, man, I can live with it. You know what I'm saying? I can live with that weight, but I can't die with that weight of knowing that I went out
B-word. It's interesting. I don't know, man. I'm not a gun guy. Like, I mean, I've shot guns a handful of times.
I've shot guns with you a couple times, right?
But I'll tell you, I think I told you, I went and played paintball last weekend or two weeks ago, whatever.
Yeah.
And like, and it was fun. I had a good time or whatever. But like, it just made me think about how much of a wuss I would be in actual war. Because like, every time I got hit with a paintball, I was like, if this was war, I would be dead. Or like if I got hit in the hand, like I got hit right in the hand with a paintball. Like there would have been a goddamn hole in my hand from that. Or I got hit in the tip. I got hit in the tip of the finger.
Yeah.
Finger gone. Just straight. Just made me realize like the stray bullet effect of war. Like I'm just like in a window shooting paintballs and all of a sudden, whoo, right by my ear or like bow right in the side of the head or like whatever. And I'm like, I'd be dead. My finger would be gone. Honestly, I got shot in the guts. Yeah. Like,
that's why wars take so long, Jones, because they are fought at a snail's pace unless they're using, like, obviously, like, heavy munitions or, like, vehicles
or whatever. Bombs or, like, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but for the infantry part, man, it, like, these people will sit in, like, a burnt-out house for days.
Yeah, because they know if they move, they die.
Exactly.
Like, right now, there's we're no protected.
Response. Yeah.
We're trapped. Hopefully, they give up or come to us and we can...
Or they make a bad move and we get an advantage on them.
Yeah, like but, it's insane.
But a lot of times the person that makes the first move is the person that takes the first L, you know?
Right.
Dude, whereas the person that takes the first shot.
Yeah. I mean, I've always known that I wasn't a war guy. You know, I've never been never like big, like I'm going to go join the military or anything.
Yeah, I tried.
But, dude.
Thank God I was unfit for duty, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I might be dead right now. You never know.
Yeah.
Because I was looking to go into the Army Reserves out of high school.
Okay.
I was 4F because I had asthma.
And, oh, okay.
But I wasn't having like anything like flare-ups at that point in time. But then I had one where I ended up in the hospital for a week. It was actually funny. I was at Z's house and I left his house and I woke up at the hospital. And they were going to intubate me.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. It was like one of those serious. You've seen the serious ones before.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know how you got home?
No, Z had taken me home, but once I went upstairs, I felt so sick, and then I woke up and I was at the hospital.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that was probably the worst ones. Most of the, like, I've had some of those serious ones before. Regardless, I told the recruiter, I was like, look, man, I'm not going to lie to you. I just got out of the hospital. And he was like, I can't even let you take the test, man. He was like, I could have let you in, but I can't let you take the test. And I swear to you, Jonas, 2 weeks later, 9/11. So
damn.
Yeah, so I feel like I literally dodged the bullet.
Wow.
Literally, you know.
Yeah, man, it was it's a wild thing. Yeah. Like guns are insane. Like I couldn't even imagine pointing a gun at a person.
No, I could not either. But on the same note, I've never really had to fend for my life to that extent.
Yeah, granted, it was really fun in paintball because it was just like you see them and you like, and you're just like, oh, they're behind the thing. I'm just gonna like keep them trapped, like, and you know they're all pinned down and they're trying to get out, and they know you got them. Like you're just watching them, so they don't have much.
Did you get any kills?
Yeah, especially when I was up in like the higher ground. Like,
okay.
I we ran to a house. I got to the second floor and I got into the window and there were people running. And I was just like, bop, 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 bop. Like, I caught him like coming around the corner and stuff. And then me and a dude were having a firefight on. He was in the second floor of one house and I was in the second floor of another. Mm-hmm. So, like, it was like you poke out, shoot, 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 and he's shooting too and they're going all over. What's really funny is I moved out of the way and he shot one. It came through the window and hit a dude that was up there with me in the neck that was like 10 foot away just shooting out another window. Yeah. So that's how like how random it is. Like you're with your homie in a bunker. He's shooting one way. You're shooting another. You dodge a bullet. It hits him in the neck.
Yeah.
Like it was just like I was like, holy shit. But it was super cool to just like I could see him moving around in the house. I'd run down to another window to try to get a bottom angle on and then I'd come back. It was really fun. But like if it was real guns, I would have peed.
No,
I would have been in the corner just like, oh my god, don't come on.
You
would have
been a Call of Duty head ass. You played enough Destiny and you know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what it's basically like you're playing Call of Duty in real life. And I see why people play paintball.
Yeah.
Now I still have welts and bruises on my body that are gonna be there for probably 2 weeks just while they heal, but like it really doesn't hurt that bad. If you got lit the F up, it would hurt. But like getting one or two here or there, like the bruises don't hurt. At the initial hit, you're like, ow, that hurt. And then even the girls that were with us were super scared, and after they got hit, they're like, oh, that's, yeah, it sucks, but
yeah,
it's
it
not,
sucks, but
it's
yeah.
not, and no one's, like, lighting anybody up. Like, you get hit, you go, I'm out, and then they stop shooting you, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, I don't know, man, it was cool, but
guns I love it, man.
War scares the, it's scary, dude.
We should maybe look into some airsoft, man.
That they do that there too. Airsoft is a lot more, because that's the BBs, or the pellets, right?
Yeah,
dude, I don't know about all that.
I mean, they're small.
Yeah, but the paintball actually where we went was fine. It's like if you have a group of like 10 or more, it's only like $43 a person. Mm. And they have like 10 courses and you get like the gun, unlimited CO2, you get a mask, and then you get 500 paintballs. And we ended up, we have like a whole big group of us, and we ended up buying one more box of 2,000 paintballs, but for everybody to use. So it was like, it was almost enough paintballs for everybody. So it was cool, man. So
sounded like a good time.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, for the first time, good. I couldn't imagine doing it in the summer because you have to wear like long sleeves and long pants.
Yeah.
So like it was only 70 that day and my clothes were soaked. So like if it was 100 degrees outside, you would just be dying. Yeah. Like it was, and the mask kept fogging up, and like, so it was, and that's when it's 70 degrees. So if it's 100, you would, I mean, granted the sweat would be evaporating cause it was kind of humid that day, but man, spring and fall only.
I got you. Or indoors.
Indoor paintball would be fun. Yeah, that would be cool.
You could definitely build a course. That's the business we
The outdoor ones are fun because it's like legit ass houses. Like shells of houses with windows and stuff, and they have like cars, and like they had a fucking airplane and a helicopter like out there you could like run around in. It was wild. And then they had like the pro one, which are like the blow up like Doritos and the tubes and stuff. So they had everything. But
sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it was all right. So anywho. That's all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to go to thecrazytown.com for Jonas.
TNT.
Yeah.